Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mom, shut up. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Wow. Katie Green weighing in with a story on the One More Thing podcast.
I know you'd never be so disrespectful to your own sainted mother. I want to hear more about this, but a couple of things very quickly before we dive into that. We talked a bit about, I guess it was the Wall Street Journal had a big article about the backlash, sports gambling, all the scandals, many of which have not reached the bulk of the media, the non-sports media, I should say. And I hadn't heard about a lot of these cases, but there were way more than we had a chance to get to on the air. College baseball coaches giving inside information to bettors, all sorts of stuff. Sports has got an enormous challenge right now with betting. They are so in bed with gambling. And it's so pervasive. And I mean, who even thinks about college baseball, much less bets on it, much less wants to somehow fix the game?
Right. You wouldn't have had to worry about it in previous years because there wouldn't have been enough money to be made. But now there is. There's so many people betting on so many things.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, that's going to be a big story. Also, try to cram in at the very, very end of the show. The Babylon Bee had a bit, 10 changes Trump made in the God Bless the USA Bible. You probably heard the story. Trump has licensed his name and image to some company that's putting out a combo Bible and America's founding documents thing.
It's the only official Donald Trump Lee Greenwood Bible, Joe, for $60.
The Bible!
And Jack's got to have it.
And I got to have it, especially heading into Good Friday.
The funny thing about Trump is if he really isn't into something, he doesn't know much about it, he's brand new to it, like Christianity or history, is he'll say crazy stuff like he said the other day, the Bible, it's my favorite book. It's a great book. I have many of it, many, many Bibles. It's a great book. Yeah, you don't have to tout the Bible. You don't have to say it's a great book. And like when he said, this is one of the funniest things he's ever said, Abraham Lincoln, the late great Abraham Lincoln. You don't need to pump up Abe Lincoln. You don't have to say, I approve. I thought he was good.
Yeah, right. If you're into history, yes, you don't need a up with Lincoln adjective or something like that. And if you're religious, you don't say, am I religious? I've got so many Bibles. That's not a thing.
No. The Bible, one of my favorite books.
I've got so many of them around the house. That's not the way the whole Bible thing works. You usually have like one that you care about.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so the folks at the Babylon Bee, who are no liberals, thought the whole idea was pretty funny, and they had their top 10 changes Trump made in the God Bless the USA Bible. Number one, Moses has to hold up the American flag so Israelites can win in battle. That's a variation on a story from the Old Testament. Two Proverbs is replaced with a collection of Trump's finest tweets. A book full of wisdom, 280 characters at a time. The New Testament now includes the full text of Trump, The Art of the Deal. The two greatest books in history are now together in one volume. Number four, Joseph's coat of many colors is now orange. A very beautiful orange. People love the orange coat. Everyone says so. Number five, Jesus is betrayed by a kiss from Mike Pence. Never trust Pence. Short guy, fly on head. Not trustworthy. Not loyal. Number six,
I forgot the fly on Pence's face.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That's a good one.
I thought that too. Yeah. That was meme central for a while.
Absolutely.
Number six, all biblical villains now have nicknames, including phony Pharaoh, nasty Nebuchadnezzar, and lion Lucifer. Oh, that's so good. In the new Trump Bible, the first apostle Jesus calls is Ben Franklin. Put down your kite and follow me. Not Peter, the late, great Ben Franklin. Number eight, 23rd Psalm is replaced with the lyrics to American Pie. Such a beautiful song. Let's make Psalm 23 great again.
Oh, jeez.
Number nine, ravens feed Elijah by bringing him a Big Mac and fries. And number 10, brace yourselves. Jesus doesn't die in this one. People prefer stories where the hero doesn't die.
Oh, wow. Oh,
again,
wow.
From the Babylon Bee.
Oh.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Anyway, speaking of unhappiness, you're cursing out your mom or somebody's mom or shut up, mom. What was it?
This blew my mind the other day. My husband and I went to a restaurant and we're sitting there eating and I could just overhear the conversation happening next to me. It's a mom and her daughter who's maybe 13.
Are you maybe? Are you a person that can tune out people next to you or can't tune out people next
I cannot.
To you? See,
and it drives me nuts.
I easily can turn out conversations with me, but like I have friends and family members who can't. And you can't talk to them if there's someone else talking over there because they can't stop listening to them. It's I guess you're either built that way or you're not.
Yeah, I have a very hard time tuning out extraneous audio.
Yeah, same here. So, and I couldn't tune this out at all. And again, she was maybe 13, and they're talking about something, and they weren't agreeing. And this little girl goes, "Shut up, Mom." And the mom didn't react, and they continued to argue. And my jaw dropped because when I was raised, telling my parents to shut up, I mean, I've never done that. I have never in my life told my mom or dad to shut up in a serious manner. There was one time my dad and I were joking around and I accidentally went, shut up. And I stopped dead in my tracks in fear because I was like, I know those words aren't uttered.
Right. Yeah.
But I know parenting is changing generationally. Is that okay now? Is telling your parents to shut up like a normal thing? Jack, have your kids ever dared?
One kid did once, but no, that was not okay. It did not go well.
Okay, because
right.
I don't know if there's if that's a shift that's happening where the way you talk to your parents is changing, no. But the way that the mom didn't react, I'm sitting there going, what?
I wouldn't take it in any tone, but was the tone kind of like the Valley Girl, oh, shut up?
No,
like
it was serious. They were having a serious conversation.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Shut your pie hole. Yeah, yeah. So that certainly would not have washed in my house. I think one of the kids may have tried it at one point, and it went very poorly. How long is a generation?
They usually say 20 years.
Yeah, I think.
Okay. Well, all right. Then, at least my oldest kid and your youngest kid, I raised my kids during the previous generation, which is kind of funny.
But yeah. Shut up still is not fly with anybody I know, I don't think.
If it does, you need to take a parenting class.
Okay.
Like Kevin Hart's got a bit where he's talking about how it turns out he was mistaken, but he thought his kid, he was yelling down to his kid to do something, and he thought his kid yelled F you, said the words to him. And he just like gets wide-eyed. He's like, what just happened here? And the crowd just goes berserk about the idea of a kid saying that to their parent, which I was happy to hear, but that was just like roundly seen as, oh my God, a nuclear bomb just went off. That is not okay. How is he going to react to this? It turns out he misheard his kid over something like that. But yeah, no, shut up is not okay in any world I know of.
Okay, that brings me some comfort because the kid, the girl was similar to your kid's age, and I was, but the fact that the mom, I mean, she just took it.
Oh boy, that I feel bad for both of them because almost guaranteed that's a bad situation either happening or going to happen.
Yeah, I remember back when I was raising my kids and would talk about it on the air and people would call in or write in with questions and that sort of thing, what I thought. And a number of times I thought my first piece of advice is get a time machine. Because you're asking me, how do I undo 14 years of getting it wrong? And
yeah,
you know, it's like after your fifth heart attack saying to your doctor, you know, well, it's, you know what I'm saying. I came across a great thing on parenting that I was going to edit for the show because it's long. But I wish I'd read it when my kids were young. Jonah Goldberg actually wrote it. He's quoting a bunch of other people, but he's talking about how there's a new book by a developmental psychologist who I'd never heard of before, Alison Gropnik, but the name of the book is The Gardener and the Carpenter. And she points out that the very word parenting really only emerged in the 50s and didn't become popular until the 70s because until the 50s, people generally lived in their hometown near all their relatives, and they would just observe, and everybody's there to help, and you didn't have to learn about parenting. It was self-evident. You saw it all the time, and your mentors were around you anyway. But then in the 70s, people got more isolated, more mobile. They moved away and that sort of thing, and you had these parenting experts pop up. And
often with no kids or bad kids.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of that too. But Ms. Gropnik says that parents began to think like carpenters who have a clear idea in mind of what they're trying to achieve. They look carefully at the materials they have to work with, and it's their job to assemble those materials into a finished product that can be judged by everyone against clear standards. Are the right angles perfect? Does the door work? Gropnik notes that the messiness and variability are a carpenter's enemies. Precision and control are her allies. Measure twice, cut once, etc. And her thing, and I've got to admit, I don't want to get too deep into this because it's incredibly serious and will make me very sad, but I was influenced by a columnist who is a so-called parenting expert, and he was very much of the carpenter school. And when I ran into a kid with special needs, specifically on the autism spectrum, that was the last thing I needed. The last thing I needed was a carpenter's point of view about parenting. And Ms. Gropnik's thing here, and I haven't read the book, is a better way to think about child rearing is as a gardener. Your job is to create a protected and nurturing space for plants to flourish. It takes work, but you don't have to be a perfectionist. Weed the garden, water it, step back, and the plants will do their things unpredictably and often with delightful surprises. And it's not like a hippy-dippy anything goes. She's talking about weeding the garden and doing what needs to be done, but you're not a carpenter, you're a gardener.
What exactly is the carpenter's way? I don't know what you're talking about as far as the carpenter's view.
Would it be fair to say it's just like there's one way to do it, one size fits all, to get this to come out right?
Essentially, yeah, it's cut and dried. There are a list of rules, you follow them, it'll be fine. As opposed to a garden where it's much more about nurturing than forcing, that it's absolutely inevitably going to go sideways at times. If you're a good carpenter, it doesn't go sideways. You can make cabinet after cabinet after cabinet, and if a mistake is, or if something goes wrong, that's utterly unacceptable. Whereas as a gardener, something's always going to go wrong. That's what the job is.
And you have to adapt.
Yeah, the only thing I could say to your situation you overheard, Katie, because I've kind of lived this myself, is I've got one kid that's got all kinds of diagnosed things and on all kinds of medication and all kinds of things. He has said and done things that if his brother did them, it would be the end of the world. But the kid that's got all these various situations, he's not always in control of everything he does. And also, if you react a certain way, she might have a kid that if she had said anything to that kid at that moment about that, the table's getting flipped over. I mean, the police are coming, that sort of thing. Possibly. I didn't even think of
that possible circumstance that there could have, could have had that problem.
Final bit of wisdom learned too late, at least partially, is when I first became a youth sports coach. I can't remember where this came from, but it was pointed out to me that you don't coach all of your players the same. You coach all of your players the way they need to be coached. Some kids respond well to like the old school disciplined bark at them. Some kids shut down, and you're not going to make them a better player, a better person doing that. You got to figure out how to pick their locks, and parenting's a lot like that too. If you think it's as mathematical and cut and dried as carpentry, you're going to do it wrong.
So how did the things turn out with the woman and the kid who said shut up? Did they stop talking, or did they eventually get up and leave? Or
they went back and forth for like maybe another 30 seconds, and then their food came, and I checked out of that conversation pretty much. But yeah. Yeah, it shocked me, but I like that gardening analogy because that makes more sense that you're going to have more room to kind of wiggle when things go awry.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that mom dealing with her kid, but like, I only think about my parenting roughly 80% of the time all day long. So yeah.
Now that's not to say there are no rules in gardening. For instance, if you feed Gatorade to plants, they will die, as outlined hilariously in the classic movie/documentary Idiocracy.
All right.
Of course, that it wasn't Gatorade. It was called what? Brondo?
Or electrolytes.
Oh, it's got electrolytes. Right. Exactly.
Well, I guess that's it.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.